Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Shinsuke Nakamura wrestled in Noah. Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, debuted in New Japan Pro Wrestling. AEW's Kenny Omega won the IWGP United States Championship from New Japan's Will Ospreay in already the match of the year. CM Punk is angling to get back into AEW. The Young Bucks have not started the negotiations for their new AEW contracts, and it's only January 6th of 2023. Not to mention the other big news, which is now official. When we started this chat last night, when we started the prep for this show this morning, it was just the plotting. It was just the moves that the man was making. However, those moves have been fruitful, and it is now official. Vince McMahon is back on the board of directors for WWE. So let's talk about it. I am Luke Owen, D-A-D. I'm joined by Chopper Pete Quinnell remotely because we had to do this show. Neither of us could get to the office today. So welcome to the Wrestle Talk podcast. Please, if this is your first time here, do consider subscribing. We're on our way. We're less than 500 subscribers away from our 70K goals. Give this video a little thumbs up as well while you're at it as well. Help us in the old algorithms and whatnot. And we would love to hear your thoughts on this. This is a community podcast after all, so please do get them into wrestletalk.com/support. We'll read out every single one of them above the $5 before the end of the show. So, Pete, a bit of housekeeping first off. Pete and I actually recorded Blackpool Content Club yesterday. We did something on Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, New Japan debut and the AEW rumors, WWE expecting her to be back. So we did a video on that yesterday, which was meant to go up today. It was meant to be live now. That will actually go out on Sunday. So you get bonus podcasts from us over the weekend. So lovely stuff. Pete, where do we...
I'd also just like to point out that in that video, we were talking about how... you know, there's so much excitement in WWE, how they're riding this huge wave of momentum, how we're really looking forward to the first Triple H booked Royal Rumble and the first Triple H booked WrestleMania, and we can't wait for it. And well, it still might be Triple H booked. Maybe.
Hey, well, okay, so here's the thing. We should put this out up front. Vince is not back in charge of creative.
Yet.
As it currently stands, this is just him being back on the board because he wants to facilitate a sale of WWE. There's actually, I mean, I would highly recommend everyone go and check out. We've linked to it in the chat. Ollie's breakdown of all of this over on the Rest Talk News channel. It's an excellent breakdown of this entire story and basically the genius strategic move that Vince made in order to get himself back into WWE. So, in a way, credit to him. Because he and I'm like, I'll pull the face as well. Didn't like that much, but his plan worked. He tried it one way. They said no. He was like, well, do you know what? I'm going to do it this way instead. He forced his way back into this company.
Fine, I'll do it myself. He said.
somehow Palpatine is back. It's basically what we have here. Somehow Vince McMahon has returned. And so let's go through this piece by piece. And then, hey, maybe if we've got time, we'll talk about that. This from the Wrestling Observer, quote, CM Punk seemingly is pushing that he wants to come back and do business. Maybe we'll talk about that a bit later on.
Because so much happening.
Why not on the sixth day of 2023? Should we not talk about CM Punk AEW return?
Oh, God.
So the Wall Street Journal in December released an article that talked about the sexual assault allegations that had been filed, lawsuits that had been filed against Vince McMahon. And buried within that story was a rather ironic statement of him saying that he was making steps to go back into the company. He wanted to return to WWE, feeling that he had been given bad advice and shouldn't have stepped down and retired in the first place, believing that if he'd have just stayed on, all of the allegations would have blown over and everyone would have forgotten about them. It is hilarious that that is, and ironic that that is in an article that's about two new allegations that were leveled against him. So they probably wouldn't have blown over that much. So within that, they, you know, they talk about how he wants to make a return. The Wall Street Journal then dropped another article yesterday, which writes, and I'll quote here, Mr. McMahon, who has the majority voting power through his ownership of WWE's Class B stock, said Thursday he has told the company that he is electing himself and two former co-presidents and directors, Michelle Wilson and George Barrios, to the board, confirming an earlier Wall Street Journal report. The move to reinstate Mr. McMahon, which the board had previously rebuffed, and others, will require three current directors to vacate their positions. As we now know, those three have now vacated their positions, but it wasn't a notable name.
No, I still think it already there is so much to dive into in the first thing that you said there. The fact that it's Michelle Wilson and George Barrios that are
who he fired
is insane. Like,
yeah.
He fired them in 2020, I want to say.
Yeah, he fired them in the pandemic. And they fired them in the pandemic because they went against what he wanted to do with Peacock.
Exactly, yeah. Which is already nuts. And on top of this, this is just speculation from me. So asterisk, pinch of salt required. This is just my thoughts and feelings. From the Wall Street Journal stuff that's... Since the first Wall Street Journal article came out originally talking about allegations against Vince McMahon and, you know, investigation underway from the board of directors and all that stuff that they first did, it kind of hinted at the fact that one of the Wall Street Journal's sources would have been potentially one of the directors on the board. Now three of them have been removed from said board of directors. Any chance that Vince was like, I think it's likely it might be one of those three.
I mean,
get them out of there.
Certainly, you're right. Like, this is speculation, and perhaps it is reckless speculation. You could certainly point to those three names and be like, "Well, I bet you they're Vince detractors. Like, they're the sort of people that might have voted against him coming back, or might have voted against him doing what he wanted to do." Like,
yeah.
You know, those are the three names that were picked. That's all we know. The Wall Street Journal continues. Mr. McMahon, whose abrupt departure in July 2022 followed disclosures of multiple payouts to women who had alleged sexual misconduct and infidelity, expects that he will be able to assume the role of executive chairman, though he would need board approval for that. Mr. McMahon, 77 years old, sent a letter to WWE's board in late December detailing his desire to return to the company he ran for four decades to help guide a strategic review process, according to people familiar with the matter. Mr. McMahon thinks there is a narrow window to kick off a sales process because WWE's media rights, including its flagship programs, Raw and SmackDown, are about to be renegotiated. That's what all of this is about. This is contract year. This is renegotiation year. This is what Ollie and I were talking about in our 2023 predictions video. This is going to be the big stories of the year. Is the deal with Fox is up for SmackDown. The deal with NSBCU, I believe it, or whatever the Universal, basically, for Raw to be aired on the USA Network, as well as NXT. So those are the contracts that are up this year, and those are the ones that are going to be renegotiated. Vince's plan, as far as I can tell from all of this, is rather than just renegotiate rights with Fox or with NSB, you know, the other channels and stuff, NBC Universal would just be to sell it outright in the same way that Disney did not license Marvel. They just bought Marvel. They did not license Star Wars. They just bought Lucasfilm. So that's Vince's big idea, is to come in and sell the company. And that's, and in order to do that, he wants to be there to do it.
Yeah, that feels like the direction it's going. And he's just kind of using this time as a reason to instigate him back into power. In again, we're going back into speculation territory again. This is what I mentioned on the breaking news video that I did yesterday when the news first dropped of him plotting, is it feels like he's coming back to do a sale to then go again. To be like, well, I've got money now and off I trot.
On that note, actually, I'm just going to read this from the Wrestling Observer write-up of this, which is, and I'll be honest with you here, this is not one of Dave's better written paragraphs. Because that
it sounds
that because there's only one full stop in it, but I'll read it as best as I can. Essentially, if WWE wants to sell, Vince will block it because once it's sold, he'll have no way in because he would no longer control the voting shares. But at the same time, he does want to sell the company, but do it while in charge so the deal could benefit him and he can work himself into being kept in charge after the sale, while if they do sell, there is a good chance he will never get back in because all the leverage to return is based on his voting shares that will be gone once the sale is complete. So yeah, you're right. Like there's sort of two ways to look at this. Either Vince would just sell the company and just take all the money and run, or he's putting himself back into this position of power because once they sell, he remains in power.
He still has a window to get back in power and has now taken it. Whereas after the sale is done, that window is closed. He essentially needs to make sure he's in power before that sale happens. And now he's instigating that sale to make sure that window is closed after he's inside. This is what's happening.
So he wrote a letter to the board in December. And now because it is all official, these letters are public record because they are a publicly traded company. So we now have those letters. But this was from the Wall Street Journal article. They said the board responded last month to a letter, Mr. McMahon, that it prepared to initiate a review process and would welcome working on him with it. However, it said it unanimously agreed that McMahon's return to the business wouldn't be in shareholders' best interest. McMahon has communicated to the board that unless he has direct involvement as executive chairman from the outset of a strategic review, he won't support or approve any media rights deal or sale. In so many words, he held his own company hostage until they put him back in, because that's basically what he's saying. He's like, you can start doing negotiations with NBC Universal, you can start doing with Fox, but I'll just reject every single one of them. And because I have the majority sharing, like the majority power, I can turn down anything you put in front of me.
Yep.
Unless I'm in charge again.
Exactly. And unless he is in charge, not just in charge, but responsible for the negotiations happening from the get-go. It can't be someone else negotiates, then you bring it to me and I approve it kind of thing. He has to be negotiating from the beginning. He can't join them partway through. It's a pretty overt way of just being like, all of you shut up. I'm in power now. Shush, please. Don't do anything.
So when the board rejected that, and I'll read what they wrote in their rejection email as well. Let's do that first, because Vince's email and Vince's letter to them, and I think this is a key bit of information, and there's a huge bit of information in the response. But Vince said in his email, and I think this is one of those things that I want to put out there because I think it alleviates some of the worries that we as fans have, which is like, well, it was been a really fun 5 months of Raw. Can't wait for it to suck again. In theory, none of that is about to change, because Vince writes,
in theory,
I want to be very clear that I wholeheartedly believe that WWE has an exceptional management team in place. Stephanie, Nick, Paul, which is Triple H, and the rest of the management team have my full and unconditional support. And as executive chairman, I would support them to facilitate unified, efficient, and effective decision-making during this important period of the company's history. Essentially saying there, I'm not getting involved in that side of things. They've got that handled. I just want to do this bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think would alleviate some of the concerns that a lot of people have when they go, well, Vince is back in, time for WWE to suck again. And seems like, for now at least, that's not the way it's going to go. How long that will last, I don't know. But currently, it doesn't seem like he's getting involved.
So the board's response email to that was, "We fully agree with your assessment that the company's management team is exceptional and are pleased to hear that Stephanie, Nick and Paul, Triple H, and the rest of the management team have your full and unconditional support. We believe that our investors, employees and fans agree there is tremendous excitement at the company and among our fan base, and our stock price has grown by more than 40% in just the last year. We remain optimistic that the continued success of this management team and the WWE franchise overall, and we believe your support is critical to the success. However, it is our unanimous view that your return to the company at this time, while government investigations into your conduct by the US Attorney's Office and SEC are still pending, would not be prudent from a shareholder value perspective. This determination is based on a variety of factors, including non-public information the board has become aware of and the risks to the company and its shareholders of placing a greater spotlight on these issues." There's more, you guys. Like, there's more than we
don't
know. Of course there's more, right? But there's more that we don't know. That is non-public information. It'll be in the Wall Street Journal next month, I wager. Like, someone will say what it is.
I don't even know what to make of any of this anymore.
Well, this is the insane thing, right? So the board of directors said no, and yet less than 24 hours later, he's there. And the reason he got there, everyone, is because instead of going to the board, he went to the shareholders. And he went to them being like, maybe I should go back in and I'm going to sell the company. Because when the reports last month that he might go back, the stock price dropped. And so he very smartly maneuvered around that by announcing a sale. So the stock price didn't drop. It rose by over 10%. Brandon Thurston at one point said it's up 12% currently. So he got everything. He got to be back in control, and he's announced a sale. The stock price did not plummet.
Vince is a unique specimen. and I think he has done arguably a fantastic job in maneuvering what he wants to get, that being his position of power back. The way that he's maneuvered that and played the game, so to speak, is incredible. It is also awful for everybody else surrounding him. The board of directors unanimously said, "We do not want you back." And then said, "I don't care." If that isn't the most Vince thing that I've ever heard, of everyone telling him something and being like, "Eh, I just don't care what anyone thinks."
Yeah.
And he just does what he wants to do anyway. It's the most Vince McMahon thing I've ever heard.
It's incredible. It's such a Vince move.
It's such a Vince move. And there's been so much like backlash to Vince McMahon coming back. So much like unrest. There was a report, I believe, from Fightful Select of people talking about, like, well, if Vince comes back, I don't want to be here. You know, like, it's not good for the company. It's good for Vince. And that's ultimately what this is all for. It's because it's something that is going to benefit Vince McMahon. This is not something that's going to benefit WWE as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into those reports. I think it's also very telling, Vince. So the story came out, and then almost hours later, it was confirmed by Vince himself, because Vince started putting out the statements being like, yeah, this is my plan. I'm looking to sell the company. And he put out a statement, not through WWE. He put it out through his own, through a different PR agency. And all this talk of the sale, all of this talk of getting it sold to someone else and making more money is what got him back into power. That was the tactic that ended up working for him. The reports that have come out since then from PW Insider, Fightful, and the Wrestling Observer, which is what we'll get into, Mike Johnson wrote, "It pretty much shocked everyone we have spoken with. I would say that except for the most inner circle, this absolutely took everyone by surprise. A lot of people are wondering what the next step is, and there are no answers forthcoming from the company to their employees." That's basically the wrestlers texting people being like, "What does this mean?" And the company being like, "We don't know, or we're not telling you." Johnson continues, "The company morale has gone up exponentially since Vince retired, so a lot of people are wondering what things will look like in the days ahead. Lots of trepidation for sure. We've heard from some who've said if he's back, they want out." And this is the key part. Like, and, you know, Mike Johnson didn't write that this long ago. didn't write this that long ago. Whether that actually happens remains to be seen.
Crikey,
because this flat earth spins on an axis very, very quickly, and he's already back in power. As Jeff Goldblum said in the great film Jurassic Park, you did it. Crazy son of a bitch did it.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
From Fightful, Sean Ross Sapp writes, Fightful have already heard from dozens within WWE who were all floored by the announcement. Nobody in any department, talent, production, creative, or general staff that we have heard from brief tipped off or given any information before or immediately after the news broke. This is a quote. Not one bit. But considering some people from his regime were kept this long, they must have known it would happen. We'll see if they talk to us tomorrow, one talent told Fightful, referring to the upcoming January 6th SmackDown taping. Here's my question to you, Pete. Do you reckon Vince is on SmackDown tonight?
I'm reviewing that show, Luke. I don't want to... No.
That's how the show opens.
No,
no chance.
As an update, there's a new little thing.
I just got this message from Jenna as well.
Yeah, WWE press release announcing that Vince McMahon has come back. There's also two other board members that have resigned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They're also holding a meeting for all employees today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they are. So... They did the full list of the board of directors, and it is missing a couple of the names. So two have seemingly.
Wow.
Cut and run. And yeah, WWE is holding a meeting for all employees today at 3:30 PM Eastern time. So in about 5 hours. Crikey.
Oh man. but surely you would imagine that meeting is just to answer questions and just announce that he's in charge. I wonder if actually the talent meeting will be there to be like, look, he's just in charge. He's not coming back to creative. Hunter is still running creative. Nick and Stephanie are still the co-CEOs. He's just this is just for the sale of the company.
Yeah.
That is what I imagined the meeting is going to be, but it could be anything,
maybe it's at that meeting where Vince McMahon goes, and now I'm also heading up creative.
Because okay, I mean, on the creative side of things, you and I were just sort of like,
hello, Dan Layton. The point of the WWE press release that two have actively resigned. So that's not speculation; that is confirmed on the WWE press release. Two have actively resigned from the two board directors have actively resigned.
I mean, that's huge because that says a lot. but it also says nothing because, of course, board directors are resigning. They actively did not want this to happen. Like, they said no. They wrote several emails saying, no, this will be a bad thing for the company if it happens. And then it happened. So, of course, they resigned.
This is all insane. But the problem is, now that more of them are resigning, there's just more Vince people on the board of directors. The ratio of Vince supporters to Vince naysayers is now more Vince supporters.
This is again from Fightful. WWE sources came out of the woodwork to let Fightful know. But I want to point out as well, these reports came from yesterday before it was all official that Vince was back in. Fightful wrote here, WWE sources came out of the woodwork to let Fightful know that McMahon was not wanted back in a general sense. Another top WWE talent wasn't only given any information, but also asked what the possibilities of a return to creative would be. The idea that McMahon could return to creative has been a common concern among talent. The two sources we heard back from within the creative department had not learned of any adjustments to their duties and said they were sent some notes for SmackDown shortly before the Wall Street Journal article came out. I would be blown away if he returned to talent, a recently signed talent said. Pete?
Well, yes.
I think he's on SmackDown tonight. And I really do think it is just a matter of time before he says, do you know what? Like, yeah, I'm only here to do the sale, but I have got some ideas. I think it'd be
while
real
I'm
good.
Here,
if, yeah, while I'm here. Know. You know, I've got you, while we're sat down to have this conversation, I think I'll just run some ideas by you of what we can do with talent. and storylines and angles.
Yeah. Oh, God, if he just comes out, the thing is, if he comes out on SmackDown, they might just be like, Vince is back, stop segment, and just move on to the next thing. Don't elaborate on that at all. It's going to be so bad. It's going to be awful. It's going to suck real hard.
I mean, here's what I can definitely tell you. If he's on SmackDown tonight, he's getting a huge ovation.
Of course he is. Yeah.
The pop that he will get.
Of course he is.
He ain't getting booed. Ain't no chance in hell that man is getting booed if he comes out in front of that SmackDown crowd.
If anyone watching here happens to be going to SmackDown tonight, don't. Don't cheer that man. That's all I'll say.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right. I mean, we'll get into some of your ultra chats here because you have all got some thoughts on this, as one would imagine. Scott Young here says, controversial as it is to say, as long as he stays away from the on-screen product, he can do whatever he wants with the company as far as I'm concerned. I mean, in fairness to Scott there, like, you know, a sale of WWE isn't hugely going to affect, I mean, it might do because maybe the new company that takes over might have like a shakeup of, you know, whoever it is, they may be like, oh, you know, we're going to put our Hollywood rights in it. Like, say Disney takeover, for example, right? Mm. Disney may say, like, we're going to put our team of writers in there because that's how we make TV products. Mm-hmm. There's every chance that something like that happens, but we won't know until we cross that bridge. It depends on who they sell it to.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think that chances are the creative side of the show will be unaffected for now, unless Vince decides to step in and take over himself. I think if they do genuinely sell to another company, I don't think the creative will be massively affected initially, at least. Mm-hmm.
Charles Berg here said, it was futile to think we'd get rid of Vince so easily. We forgot his Horcruxes must also be destroyed simultaneously in order to keep him sealed away. A container of Ico Pro, a T-Rex skull, a meat wrap, and the Tori Wilson May 2003 Playboy magazine. Well, if anyone's got any of those. Like some Narasimhan B, who's been a member for 15 months in a row, has written here WR. I'm trying to work out what that might be. WR?
World record. I don't know.
Wrestle Ramble.
Oh. William Regal.
William Regal. There it is. William Regal, yeah. In December 2022. Hunter, I'm coming home, my friend. William Regal in January 2022. Man in the Mask, I'm coming back. In all seriousness, hope things go well for him. I'm assuming he means Regal. I'm Just Marcus said, Vince coming back is the most selfish move he could make, doing it under the guise of being best for shareholders. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth. At this point, though, it doesn't seem like anyone can stop him, so strap in for a mad year. Marcus there, absolutely on the nail. It's what we've been saying here. This is not best for shareholders, but it's being, well, actually, in a way, I mean, if they sell and they make a lot of money, then the shareholders will make a lot of money. So it will be best for shareholders. But it is also best for him as well.
Yeah, it's what's best for Vince, really. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the minutiae of business. I don't have a business head. I don't have a business brain. I don't know how any of this stuff works. I don't know what the best thing is for the shareholders. TBH.
Well, the best thing, in the most simplest way possible, I've watched Succession, the best thing for shareholders is for the company to make lots of money. And if the company's going to make lots of money, I mean, like, so Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics, an excellent follow on Twitter, I might add as well. In all of his tweets today, it said, trading of WWE stock has halted as it's reached $84, which is plus 17% from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This news and talk of sale of the company has hugely increased the stock value of WWE. That tells you everything you need to know about what stockholders want and what shareholders want.
Also, Brandon Thurston also tweeted about 8 minutes ago that trading has opened back up.
Okay.
So I believe it had halted on the premise of an announcement coming from WWE, which I assume is their press release. And now that then came out, the trading then opened back up.
Yeah, so
Ignaz
Lahoud and Manjit Singh have resigned from the board. The people who were replaced, just for the sake of getting everything out there, was Joellen Lyons Dillon, Jeffrey R. Speed, and Alan M. Wexler were the people who were replaced by Vince, Barrios, and Wilson. And then those other two names I just read there are the ones who have actively resigned off the news of Vince coming back.
Yeah.
Slid also, just says, sigh.
I agree wholeheartedly. Also, did you know that apparently Naomi and WWE are in ongoing talks about a return, but nothing's been signed as of midweek? Thank you, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, for that.
Oh, there you
go. Tons more news, guys. There's so much news.
As I said, I mean, look, we did our video yesterday on Banks, but like we could have led with that bunch of things today. Bucks, you know, the negotiations have been open for them to go, but they have not responded yet. Although I think they probably will re-sign. But yeah, the Punk thing. Punk is like apparently it's open to redoing business, and maybe we'll see him back in the company. Back to your Ultra Chats. Sorry, Peter, did you have something to add?
I was just going to say, stay tuned to WrestleTalk.com for all the latest news.
Pete's on it. Aidenator 800 said, man, when I heard this news, it was such a bummer. I'm going to continue watching until Vince officially becomes head of creative and or if there's a noticeable change in the quality of the product, but things are looking grim. I think on the creative side of things, like, yeah, I mean, I made a joke earlier that like all it's going to take is Vince to be like, hey, you know, while I've got you, I can do this. But Vince is an egomaniac. Like that is something we have known about the man for a long, long time. He's also a control freak. That's why he hates sneezing. This is from Paul Heyman. He said this on the Steve Austin podcast many, many, many moons ago. The reason why Vince hates sneezing so much is because he can't control it.
Yep.
And
he has to be clean shaven because he can't let his beard win.
He thinks that sleep is the number one enemy in business. Chris Pug back with which company? AEW as it currently stands. Right, back to your Ultra Chats. Power Pack is 90. It's been a member for 16 months in a row. Said, what are the odds that SmackDown opens with no chance in hell playing? At least we've still got AEW. Like, I mean, he's there. Well, I don't know if he's there. We just know there's a talent meeting. And it's a Zoom talent meeting as well. So we don't know if he's going to be there in the building, but if he's there in the building.
You know, part of me, a very, very, very small part of me, wants to see it for the chaos. The much larger part of me is like, please go away. I never want to see this man again. But there is a very small part of me that just wants to see what would happen if he does appear, you know?
I love this as well. The fact that Punk was hung back with AEW feels so secondary.
Like, the two biggest news stories from 2022 was Vince McMahon retiring and Brawl Out. And on the same day, we have Vince McMahon's back in WWE. CM Punk might be back in AEW.
Amazing. I'll read the quote again from the Observer, just so everyone has got it in their mind. Things have heated up regarding the Dax Harwood podcast, and CM Punk seemingly is pushing that he wants to come back and do business.
There you go.
Bonesaw Buck says, I think I speak for most fans when I say this. Why? Now that's out of the and that's out of the way. This is a hostage situation if I ever saw it. Vince has finally shown that he truly is an egomaniac, as if he's on TV and on January 6th, no less. Yikes.
Oh yeah. Didn't even pick on that significance.
Neither did I, funnily enough. There was a point that he just made there that I was going to ask. Oh, yes, that's it. I was going to open the show with this, actually. And I'm glad I've saved it now because we've got more people watching. I got this message from Mod Mother Jenna.
Mm.
For context on how stupid this whole thing is and how mad I was when I heard it, I, the Mod Mother, the queen of clean language, swore.
Jenna. Where's just the swear jar, Jenna?
Just plain and simple said, oh, for f*** sake. $33.49 is your timestamp there, Vinny.
Yeah, there you go. Let's edit that one out. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mod Mother, wash your mouth out. BP
we
Records.
We would never do that.
Not on this show. BB Records. I think this might be me done with WWE until the sale goes through and can officially be done with that pest that is Vince. Ahaha, BB Records. But what if? First time ultra chatting recently. I joined Patreon. Do you guys reply to Patreon messages? Jam that jam.
Yes.
Here we do. We certainly do. Although that will be embarrassing if BP has sent us a message and no one has responded to it.
That would be very funny.
Actually, I'll just quickly check.
Yeah.
What's the inbox looking like? Yep, heading up. Messages, there's... hold on. Messages. Accept. It's loading. Oh, I think it's fine. I think it's okay.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Jose says, hey guys, thank you for everything you do for all of us. I can't believe I'm saying this, but your Palpatine line just said it's deja vu for me. I dreamt. Oh, no. HomerStarFan13, I know this wouldn't happen, but I would love if the wrestlers staged a walkout. They're clearly much happier without Vince there, so why not refuse to compete if he's going to be back?
Are you saying that the WWE wrestlers should, I don't know, like, strike as if they were part of some sort of union or something? Zelina Vega, now's your time. Come on.
That's what she's been waiting for. This was her Trojan horse.
Amazing.
Chris Nolan, I'm assuming it's that one, says, with the prediction, Luke and Ollie's prediction of Charlotte coming back and winning the title, now the prediction of Denise Salcedo about Vince selling WWE and his return to WWE. What else is on the list I'm not ready for and anything else coming true? That is actually bang on. So Denise and Sean Ross Sapp did their predictions video for 2023, and Denise predicted in that Vince will return and sell the company. Yep. Mad.
That's wild.
Jarvis says, this news really makes me sick and feel very bad for everyone being affected by this, like the roster. I want to have high hopes that he won't be involved in creative or fire people, but I just can't. Thank you guys at WrestleTalk for all the hard work. Jarvis V, I think he's nailed it for a lot of people, because yeah, sure, he is just on the board, but you can't unlearn history.
Yeah.
Like history is there for a reason, and you mm-hmm. learn from things, and you, and like, that is, there's enough there to be like, yeah, I mean, it's this for now, but mm-hmm. what happens when?
Yeah.
Edgar Carrasco has been a member for 13 months in a row, said Vince leaving is the reason I was willing to give WWE my money again in over a year. Honestly, hope that he doesn't try to take back creative control. Slid back again says, I can't believe he's back. It feels like we're back to square one with the news. The man should not be running this company. I stopped watching WWE in COVID when he fired everyone, started to watch again with Triple H, and now this, what can you say?
Nothing, yet somehow we've been talking for 37 minutes.
Yeah, well, no chance of what you can say, I guess. Yeah. Chris here says, hi guys, it's pointless getting annoyed by this. It's not a perfect world, unfortunately. The worst people have the most power. All we can hope is that he stays away from creative and the sale happens quickly. Hopefully, maybe even to Disney. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know who, I don't know who the sale is going to be. And like, that's the bridge you cross when you get to it. Like, as you know, as fans, like, I don't really know, like, who's the best person to sell it to. Like, you know, mm-hmm. is it Disney? Is it Amazon? Is it Apple or whatever? But so you don't really know on that. But there's, I think there will always be that niggling thing of just like, well, once it sells, like, then what does this mean?
Sorry, I just wanted to very quickly highlight this comment because it made me chuckle. Regal walking back into companies like Grandpa Simpson walking and walking straight back out.
And that's the other thing as well, is that, you know, Chris's point there, let's hope that a sale happens quickly. Sales don't happen quickly.
No, not even with Vince.
No. Bonesaw Buck, in all fairness, 2023 looks as chaotic as 2022. Vince coming back, CM Punk and AEW, and the fact that there are supposed to be ruling in the US banning non-compete clauses in contracts. Really? I wish all the best of luck this year. Buckle up, lads. Is that true?
They probably get around it by being independent contractors rather than employees. There might be non-compete clauses for employees, right? Rather than independent contractors. Maybe that's the loophole that they get around. I don't know. That is just...
This is 18 hours ago.
I don't know.
FTC proposes rule to ban non-compete clauses, which hurt workers and harms competition.
Well, there you go.
And it cool. FTC proposes a ban on non-compete contracts for employees. WWE wrestlers are not employees.
No. They're
independent contractors. Always got to remember that, Pete.
Oh,
employees would get benefits. Phantom FTW, if I was TK, I would have been spending this morning letting a few troublemakers on the AEW roster know the score. They'd be very short conversations. Oh, you want to go back, do you? Is that what you want, is it?
Yeah. God. Can I just very quickly read a tweet?
Of course.
Sorry,
you can.
Go ahead, Luke.
No. I wanted to read this one from Lax in there, Tim Hamby, which is like, Vince, I want to sell WWE. Tony Khan, where's my checkbook?
Can you imagine? Imagine a TK buys WWE.
Hey, he wants to sell.
God. This was just a funny tweet that I've just seen from @TheBarryLad on Twitter. It says, I love that corporate drama is all, dear sir, we're writing to say we don't think a return would be advisable now because of your many sex crimes. Best regards, the board. And hi all, just coming back on this to say, you can't stop me? Hoping the festive season finds you well. Great tweet.
Amazing. That is a good tweet. Well done. Who was that person?
@TheBarryLad.
Well done, Barry Ladd.
I don't know them. It got retweeted by Will Washington. So there you go.
Jonathan Hedman has been a member for 16 months in a row. So just when you thought it was safe to like WWE again. Oh, well, this is the most carny wrestling thing Vince could do, I suppose. Yay, capitalism. John Wick, 1GM. Vince, I'm back and better than ever. But seriously, this is Darkseid coming back to Earth once with the mother boxes. Jose Rivera, if he does come back to take back creative control, I can't watch anymore. Stop watching WWE in 2020, 2021. It came back when Triple H took over. Was planning to go back to my first WrestleMania in 10 years. But if Vince does come back into creative, I'm not sure I will. Kevin, I think I got misunderstood in the chat. I meant with how exhausting running a company can be and knowing that Vince never sleeps and wants to control everything. How can he be in good health at 77? Sorry for the confusion. Don't need to apologize for confusion, Kevin. Well, I mean, Vince is like also in the gym all the time as well. The dude's like in great shape.
He's a physically. Healthy 77-year-old, but he is also 77. So,
yeah,
there is that.
The guilty hat. Vince coming back to try and sell WWE. Is it too late to add Tony Khan buys them to the crazy predictions list? Seriously, I wish I'd thought of that one. Seriously,
can
though,
you imagine?
We probably should have seen it coming. He's an old rich man. They don't feel consequences.
It's true.
Ket, the only thing that will stop this man is death itself. Worst case scenario, Vince takes over creative and releases most of the people Triple H brought back just to make the sale look as good as possible. Okay, now Ket's point there. When they released Braun Strowman, there was a lot of chat about the reason why Braun Strowman was released is because he had a massive contract. And by cutting him and therefore cutting his contract made the sale price of WWE more lucrative to those who might want to try and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to sell, one of the things you may want to do is cut some assets. And that is something I had not considered because that's not a creative. That's not creative. Mm-hmm. That's business decisions.
Yes.
That's only just hit me now.
Yeah. God. Yep, it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all if that is the case. If Vince McMahon decides to fire everyone that Triple H has rehired, just to be like, well, we need to cut back on contracts.
Gotta cut these guys. Yeah, gotta cut
budget cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ.
Man. Chris again says, with the almost constant news in wrestling, have you considered a rolling news style show like Sky News?
No. Unfortunately, we have lives. So
yeah. I mean, in a wonderful world, perhaps, but we do not have the infrastructure to do anything like that. And also, really, like days like this don't happen all the time.
I would also say I don't want to talk about wrestling news every day. I like to talk about other things too.
Yeah.
Kevin, I have to work here on other projects.
Kevin here. Send everyone to NXT UK. It doesn't exist anymore, Kevin. They shut that one down.
It's NXT Europe.
Apparently. Wayne.
What if we get the Karrion Kross rebrand on SmackDown tonight? We get old Gimp Karrion Kross back.
Do you remember when Charlotte won the belt last week and everyone was like, man, if Vince is back, like, this is the surest sign, right? Like, not 1 week later.
Okay.
Wayne, too bad we can't boycott WWE if Vince makes himself head of creative again. You can. Absolutely. You can. There's nothing stopping you. We have to watch it. It's our jobs.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you stop watching it, that means no one watches us. You could just watch us.
Just watch us.
Just keep up to date with us.
WWE don't profit from our videos.
They don't.
So just watch us. If you want to keep up to date with what's happening in WWE but don't want to watch WWE, that's what our videos are for.
They don't even want a revenue share. They just want to block videos outright.
Exactly.
Make zero from us. Matthew here says, Tony Khan to buy WWE confirmed.
Imagine. Can you imagine? 2023. Can you imagine if it starts? If this happens in the next, like, week, it won't. If TK just says, I'm buying it, and he comes out on Dynamite, and he says, you were there in the parking lot, and then he says, I've bought WWE. And it becomes World Elite Wrestling. It becomes
WAW.
Wow. Oh, I am tired of all of this.
I think that's kind of everything covered, right? I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't missed anything. We did stuff from PW Insider, the stuff from Fightful. Because there was a really interesting quote from the Wrestling Observer, but unfortunately it's already dated because he's actually back now. Actually, I mean, I really liked this bit that he wrote here. He said, if it ends up with a direct pitch to the shareholders at the annual meeting, or it ends up with WWE cutting a deal with Vince and potentially George and Michelle, or Vince will just cast them aside without a second thought. I mean, he's got what he wants out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's the only thing now to make note of this, which is that McMahon wrote that there would be a filing in the next few days detailing the changes he would be making for the company's bylaws, or at least attempting to make. That's now official as well, because the bylaws that he's made is that a sale or talks of a sale cannot be done without him.
Yeah, that's now like legally for that's the legal. Company.
Yeah.
That the deal cannot be made without Vince now.
Madness.
This year is bonkers already.
Lastly from Dave, just want to write, as noted before, McMahon is blaming people who pushed him into leaving the company for doing so, thinking that if he just let time pass, the issues would have gone away. This also has to make the talent nervous, because there have been so many hirings of people McMahon had previously fired, and many popular directions and changes of the company and its product after he left. Plus, recent hires under the Khan Steffi regime were not Vince hires, and they would also have to be nervous.
Yep.
Well, folks, actually, we've got one last Ultra Chat in here from I'm Just Marcus. Said, I'm sticking around WWE for now because I've already been charged my subscription for the month. And I love the Rumble, but after this, we'll see. Sorry, you boys and the roster have to deal with the madness. Well, I mean, I would also say to everyone, like, if you are really upset about this Vince news, the way to show that frustration is to stop watching the product and to boycott it. That certainly is one way of doing that, voting with your wallets. But as far as it currently stands, he is not in the writer's room. He's not in creative. Triple H is still running Raw and SmackDown. Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan are still the co-CEOs. So currently, as it stands, everything is the same, apart from that Vince is back in charge of the company, well, in charge of the board, and he's the executive chairman of the board, and he wants to sell the company. But for the majority of us as fans, for the way that the company is run, for the way that we see things on a day-to-day basis, it is the same product it was 4 days ago, 2 days ago, 24 hours ago. It's still Triple H leading Raw. It's still Triple H leading SmackDown. It's still Nick and Stephanie in charge. So we'll see. I am always going to preface that, though, because wrestling is wrestling. You never say never. I am going to preface that with a yet. He is not in charge of anything creative yet. He has said that he is happy with the current management. He's happy with the current direction. But time will tell on that.
Yeah.
Pete, any final thoughts you want to put out there before we draw this to a close?
Just a very quick update from Brandon Thurston that said WWE co-CEO Stephanie McMahon just sent an email to all employees attaching the latest WWE press release. Today, WWE announced the return of our founder, Vince McMahon, to our board of directors and a review of the company's strategic alternatives. Please see attached. It's the press release. And it says, Nick, Frank, and I will discuss this exciting opportunity at today's all-employee meeting. See you at 3:30. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's just the latest. Just confirming, basically, that Stephanie McMahon has now emailed all employees to say, oh, we're having this meeting. This is what we're going to be talking about. It's about Vince, funnily enough.
The exciting opportunity.
The exciting opportunity of Vince McMahon returning to WWE.
Brandon here. Exciting.
Exciting. Yes.
Sorry.
There it is. There's another one. Yeah.
There it is. So I think that'll do it for this episode of the Rust Talk Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. Please do share this around with your friends, co-workers, family, and pets. Press the thumbs up, man. Do give us a subscribe. We're just going to see actually how close we are to our target of 70,000 subscribers. I wonder if they sign all their emails off with longitudinal, dude. We are now less than 400 away. It's actually about 370 subscribers away from a 10-hour Royal Rumble randomizer live stream.
Mm. That'd be fun.
10 hours. Guys, 10 hours. It's going to be great. I've got a wheel and everything. It's going to win. It's a virtual one. We're going to spin this wheel. It's going to have a Royal Rumble on it. It selects a Royal Rumble. We sit down and we watch that Royal Rumble together. We're going to do that for 10 hours straight. That means we'll do at least a minimum of 10 Royal Rumbles. We might even do more because some Rumbles are shorter than others. If we get one from like 88, they're only 40 minutes long. We might get loads of them in. So... Royal Rumble, randomizer, 10-hour live stream once we hit 70,000 subscribers. It'd be great to do it in January. It is, tis the season, after all. And thank you.
Also, just very quickly as well, if you want something that's a bit more lighthearted to kind of break up the day, the latest episode of Survival Series went live today on Parts of Unknown, where we try to name every Royal Rumble winner. Speaking of Royal Rumbles, there's a lot of them that are mentioned in that video. So go watch it. It's fun. No comment is the greatest Royal Rumble included. No comment. Go watch the video. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun. Really, really fun video. It might be my favorite one we've done thus far. I think it's a really, really fun one. So
it is fun.
Go and watch that. We've got more content coming up tomorrow. Pete and Sat will be back in the studio to review SmackDown. What a SmackDown it might be. or it might be a regular episode of SmackDown.
I was going to say, this is going to be
regular SmackDown.
The most bog standard episode of SmackDown there possibly could be. Yeah.
Nothing happens. It's just, you know, it's like when me and Dave did the Christmas Eve one. I'm like, I have no idea what we're going to talk about here. Lacey Evans, I guess. me boy, what you end up with next tomorrow. So. We will be back tomorrow. Pete and Satini Angi will be reviewing SmackDown. Then on Sunday, the bonus podcast, which is me and Pete in studio talking about Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné's decision to leave WWE and sign with New Japan, whether or not that was the right decision for her. Lots of back and forth on that. Lots of topics and discussions raised. And then on Tuesday, we'll be back again with myself and Pete reviewing Raw before me and Ollie sit down to review AEW on Thursday. A big show on Thursday as well, a stacked old show. But until then, I have been Lee Cohen, D-A-D. That has been Shopper Pete Quinnell.
Just one more thing, Luke, sorry. Sean Ross Sapp has just tweeted. Just kind of confirming what we just said before and a little bit more. Ignis Lahoud and Manjeet Singh resigned from the board of WWE as of today. Manjeet Singh was the leading investigator on the Vince McMahon investigation internally. Makes sense that they resigned.
Yeah, sure does, doesn't it?
Do you reckon might have been the one who was telling the Wall Street Journal stuff?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, okay. There we go.
Well, we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yeah, see you next week. I would really pay close attention to WrestleTalk.com
yes.
Any of the latest happenings with this story. Jam that jam, I guess.
Bye. Goodbye now.
Well, I mean, what else can we end the show off, Pete, but with this company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.